Good morning on this Monday morning. Steve's thought for the day. Trust you've all had a fruitful and enjoyable weekend, wherever that's been and whatever you've been up to. Want to, in the few moments we've got this morning and this week, just have a look at some of these great little stories that we call parables that Jesus told. Let me read one to you from Matthew chapter 13, and it's verse 44. And it reads like this: "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then, in his joy, went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it." When I first became a Christian as a teenager, I can remember the parables being referred to a lot of the time. And there's just one thing sticks in my mind that the minister of the church that I was part of used to say often. He used to describe parables like this, that they are an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. I don't know about you, but I'd like to think that every one of these stories that Jesus tells isn't just imagination, like some sort of Enid Blyton creation, but actually Jesus encountered these situations and, like any good public speaker, stored them up, thinking a day will come when that little illustration or that story will be very pertinent for what I want to talk about and the point that I want to make. So this particular parable, this particular heavenly story with an earthly meaning, my mind goes back again to my teenage years when I first walked into church as a 13-year-old and met Jesus not long after. And I can even tell you today, hymn 159 in Redemption Hymnal has this parable as its opening line: "I found the pearl of greatest price, my heart doth sing for joy, and sing I must, for Christ I have, oh what a Christ have I." Let me just make a couple of observations this morning about this parable and just remind ourselves of something that will really give you a lift and a push and a drive into this new week. You see, there's two different things here. There's the pearl and there's the treasure. There's two repeats, though. The repeats are this. Number one, both items are of immense value. And the other repeat is simply this, in these few short verses, that the guy in both incidents sold all he had to get the field in the first place and to get the pearl. As we look at it, it just shouts at us of the immense value that God puts upon our lives. From the day when sin entered the world and destroyed and killed off our relationship with God, to the point where Jesus comes and gives his life to restore that relationship. At the heart of that is the world and God looking on it like a field or a treasure. We are the treasure, we are the pearl. And he looks and he decides that he needs to give all that he has to get that back to himself. This is simply what Christ has done. Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how deeply he committed himself to redeem us, to buy us back, to draw us again, whatever language you want to use. The simple fact is, he looked, he saw the treasure, he gave everything that he had. And now we can stand in right relationship with God because of our faith in him. I just want you today, on this Monday morning, to take a moment, even now, just as you pause at the end of this thought for the day, and just thank him. Thank you, Jesus, for the price that you paid to buy me back, to bring me back, to redeem me back, to draw me back to you. You must love me so much, and I thank you for that love, and I offer my love back to you. Lord, on this beautiful morning, we offer our lives afresh in gratitude and thanks for the great price that you paid to bring us back to you. Make a great day. Carpe diem.